A proposed San Francisco ordinance has city drivers and bikers at odds. It would allow cyclists to yield, not halt, at stop signs. The Board of Supervisors is expected to vote by the end of the year on what is already an informal and illegal standard biking practice. The number of urban cyclists has skyrocketed in recent years. In San Francisco, ridership nearly doubled from 2006 to 2013. The record high number of riders is a victory for bike advocacy organizations, but there's still a problem. Just a third of bike riders are women. KALW's Lizak Shalit and Emma Nobel report on what bike advocates are doing to close the gap.
Here are some of the top concerns that Chris Wong hears from women who are reluctant to bike.
It's dangerous. I don't want to be sweaty when I get to my destination. I can't find a bike that feels right. It takes too much time. I need to do this, 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 and that all in 2 hours. How am I going to get that done by bike? I think that would pretty much summarize it.
Wong is president of the advocacy group Walk Oakland, Bike Oakland, known as WOBO.
And she's a cyclist herself, with her own concerns.
For one, convenience is a really big deal for me. It's how many bags I can attach to the bike and still feel comfortable bicycling.
These all sound like concerns anyone might have about biking, man or woman.
Well, we haven't gotten to the catcalling part yet.
I hate it. People don't realize that it happens as often as it does.
Wong says WOBO has started hosting events just for female bikers to address these concerns, like the Bike Like a Girl workshop it held earlier this year.
It's usually put down to say, oh, you throw like a girl, you know? And we thought, well, how about ride like a girl? Because no one's really used that as a put down yet.
At the workshop, women got tips on how to pick a bike that fit them, how to ride safely, and how to feel confident going into a bike shop.
Other bicycle advocacy groups in the Bay Area have also started offering opportunities for women riders to get together. On the other side of the bay, there's a coffee meetup for female cyclists in San Francisco's Hayes Valley neighborhood. It happens on the first Friday of the month. About a dozen women are gathered outside around a wooden bench covered in granola bars and maps of the city, marked up to show how to avoid the steepest hills.
Are layered, and you can see that if there's no coloring on the road, there's the gradient is flat or only 1%. The more coloring there is, the steeper the grade. So 17th Avenue.
That's Jen Fox. She's a volunteer board member for the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition, a bicycle advocacy organization in the city. They have a special branch, Women Bike SF, that launched just over a year ago. The goal is the same as the Oakland groups: get more women to ride.
The more we see people around us who look and feel like us doing things, the easier it is for us to say, oh, I'm going to try that, or even to know who to ask. And so a breakfast like this helps people to meet each other.
And hear how other women have solved tricky bike logistics.
For me, one of the things that I think about is, okay, what am I going to wear when I get to work? But, you know, I think that a lot of women don't yet know, you know, oh, how can I fold my clothes into a pannier and take those in to work?
And to ask questions, Melina Cortell poses one to the group.
I feel like my commute is so safe until I hit like right around the financial district, and then it all goes out the window and it's like every man for themselves. But any suggestions would absolutely welcome.
Cortell moved to San Francisco last November. She says dodging cars downtown isn't the only problem that she's encountered as a rider.
I was really intimidated about the fact, like the thought of like getting spandex or like taking it more seriously, and that just felt like a culture I didn't want to be a part of. Or I would go on longer rides with men and kind of get some patronizing comments.
So Cortell started seeking out other female cyclists, spandex optional. That's what brought her here.
So I think just finding other women who are also out there biking and to tell you, yes, it's safe enough, you know, like, yes, we need to band together, but absolutely, like, this is a really fun, empowering thing. And I think for me, it just gave me such a sense of mobility and freedom. And I think a lot of women come to it from that, of sort of a sense of just more freedom and more mobility and more independence.
Back in Oakland, Emily Wheeler is embracing that mobility and freedom again. but it's been a long journey.
One thing that kept me from biking is just plain fear of getting hit by a car, because I know I'm not the world's most coordinated person, and it's just scary out there, and you feel really vulnerable.
Wheeler tackled some pretty steep Oakland hills to bike over to my house for this interview. She says she recently got back in the saddle after a 50-year hiatus. Back in the suburbs of her childhood, no one biked to school. And then she started driving.
Yeah, my bike is pretty new, and I'm pretty new to bicycling, too. It's just been a couple of months now, and it's like a big production whenever I get on my bike.
Wheeler's 61 and now cycles for fun and errands. She's gotten her routine down thanks to help from Chris Wong's Walk Oakland, Bike Oakland workshop.
Of course, I have to put on my helmet, and I have to put on my vest, which is, it's called Screaming Green. And I feel really much safer with my vest on. I never leave home without it. And, you know, the lock, I actually rely on not just the lock, but also prayer whenever I leave my bike anywhere.
And now she's confident riding with cars.
I love it, love it, love it when I make eye contact with a motorist and I get a smile back. It's a smile that says, you know, I am sharing the road. I don't mind sharing the road. It's just like, thank you.
So Emily Wheeler is one success story.
But both Chris Wong and San Francisco Bike Coalition's Jen Fox want to see lots more women like her. For Cross Currents, I'm Emma Nobel.
And I'm Lisak Shalit.